I want to bring this full circle. We're talking with Joe Morgan, who does ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, and Joe is in Wilmington, North Carolina, I'm told, to attend a service for Willie Stargell or Willie Stargell's funeral. Willie Stargell was a great, great leader of men in baseball, and you guys had, as I mentioned, great leaders of men in Cincinnati. Is there some, you know, extra wavelength mental things where leaders really recognize and respect leaders on other teams? Was Stargell special to you because you could see how he ran that club?
Well, Stargell is special, and one thing that a leader has to have is that he has to be willing to stick his neck out and get it chopped off, so to speak. If things don't go well, you're going to be the one to blame. And if they go well, of course, you get the credit. But you have to be willing to take that chance. And the one thing that I know, I've known Willie Stargell since we were kids. I was in high school my senior year when I met Willie Stargell. He was already playing pro ball. He was in AAA, about to go to the big leagues. And he used to come back home. We're both from Oakland, California. And he used to come home and work out with us. And to be honest with you, Willie Stargell is my hero. He was my hero and the friend. And he was the guy that kind of pushed me. Remember, Willie Stargell was a big guy, and I was a little guy. And all right. the teams at that time wanted big guys. And Willie Stargell was the one that kept telling me, no, you can make it. You're as good as the other guys. You can make it. And just keep working hard. So I've known Willie to be a leader from that point on and how he, you know, kind of led me by the hand to the big leagues. But you could always tell that he was in charge of that ball club. When things would go wrong, whether his teammate did something wrong or whatever, Willie just, all he had to do was look at them, and everything seemed to change. So I think you're right. There is a special aura about leaders. And whenever you played against guys like Willie Stargell, you knew who the leaders were on that ball club, on any ball club. The leader is always, he always stands out just by the way he carries himself. But there aren't a lot of people who are on the same level as, say, you know, Willie Stargell and those guys, because I think he was very, very special. And anybody that talks to you, they talk about him as a person first before they tell you about the home runs that he hit, the long home runs, and the longest one they ever saw. So he was a very special individual.
Obviously, there's a difference between being a great player and a great leader. You don't
right.
a lot of great players, and it's not their fault. They don't have the personalities to do it. Not everybody is Frank Robinson, for
right.
example, who can be both. In your clubhouse, with Bench, with Perez, with Rose, with yourself, people extended out. I mean, any one of those guys could talk to black players, white players,
right.
and Latin players as well. I'm just wondering what the characteristics of leadership, it's more than just being a great player, right?
Of course. I mean, I don't think a lot of great players actually make great leaders. I think because you have to have worked hard. You have to understand the guys that you're leading. And a lot of times superstars don't understand why a guy only hits 250.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't understand why a guy can't do what he can do. So you have to have an understanding of people. I think that's the first criteria to being a good leader, understanding people. And, you know, you mentioned the Reds clubhouse. The thing I thought was great with us is that we had a leader, so to speak, for every type of personality. If you were a rah-rah guy, there was Pete Rose. If you were a quiet guy, you were led by the quiet leader, Tony Perez. And Bench and myself, we were someplace in between there.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to know people. I think that's the most important characteristic of a leader, knowing the people he's dealing with and knowing that everyone is different, and you have to deal with each one of them differently.
There are a lot of guys. I mean, great player. Cal Ripken comes to mind,
right.
who everybody admires and everybody reveres, but I don't think anybody in Baltimore in 20 years said, oh, he's the leader of the club, right? I'm
not
sure.
Well, I think that's, again, I think it's because a lot of superstars, but Cal is a little different in that he had to work very hard to be Cal Ripken, you know, I mean,
right.
to be a great player. He wasn't, like, blessed with all the ability of say, you know, a Ken Griffey Jr., but he worked very hard. And I think, again, and you know what? My definition of a leader is this. It's not the guy that gets the game-winning hit or strikes out the guy at the plate all the time. A leader to me is the guy that everybody on that ball club knows he's going to think about the team first and himself second. That's what a leader is. He leads that way by doing whatever he can to make the team better, and then he worries about himself.
Did you ever worry, and I'm going to personalize this, and not that anybody seeks to be a leader.
Right.
But at your size, given the story you told about yourself and Stargell, did you ever worry, hey, I better not be too out front, I better not be too vocal, because they'll look at me and say, who's this little guy? What is he talking about?
Well, you know what? As they said, Bob Astromonte, who was with me as a rookie, he said, Joe, you were never a rookie. You came in yelling and screaming and acting like you knew what you were doing. So we always felt that you were going to be all right. I've always felt that in baseball especially, if you know the game, if you know what you're supposed to do, and you lead the right way and the players realize that you're only doing it for the good of the team, then they would listen. It didn't matter then whether you were 5'2 or you were 7'2. As long as they believe that your best interest in, is it for them and the team. And I think that's one thing that I've always felt that that people understood about me, is that it was more about the team, because that's the way I was brought up. That's the way I was taught by my father first, Willie Stargell. All the people taught me that the team comes first. And I think that's when you do that, people know it. I mean, and you can't. And the thing about it, Tony, is you can't be phony.